Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday it is. It's another Murder Monday. Doug Steffen, it's a good way to get started, huh? Rich McFadden, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and the severe weather. Let's start with that. Tough weekend, cabbing off a wild. We actually, last Friday, Molly, I think the weather got nastier Thursday even. And the tornadoes, South Dakota into Iowa, and then all the way down. If you look at the map of where the red is, it goes from north to south, sort of northeast to southwest, and ends up on the western end of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area. Was it, you know, was it Friday or Saturday? They had to pretty much stop everything. People were being carried to safety in a helicopter. So who got it worse? What's the right question here?
Glad you keep saying south so that I don't have to.
South?
South. You won't make fun of my...
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Supposed accent.
Me? Make fun of your accent?
Non-existent.
No, I know it. Right, so what else do we need to know?
Well, western South Dakota blanketed in snow under a blizzard warning on Mother's Day. So there were, it was just amazing. Thunderstorms moving over Sioux Falls. Hail fell in Texas and Arkansas. Tornado watches were in effect for parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas. Their roofs ripped off of houses, and entire towns evacuated in some areas. So far, they're not reporting any deaths, but there are injuries. Quite a few people had to go to the hospital. And then we have Anna, which hit the Carolinas.
Anna, the first tropical storm.
Yes.
Of the season.
Yes, which you pointed out that the season hasn't actually begun yet.
We knew we'd get our accent in there one way or another. Season isn't supposed to start until,
June 1st.
On pieces of paper, it says June 1st.
Well, no one told Anna. She did not get that memo.
Yeah, I think we had early last year, too, there were some storms in May. And people, the usual news media stuff, it isn't supposed to start until June. Well, where does it say that? Just because that seems to be the tradition, that doesn't mean... We had early storms, and then they disappeared. We had practically no hurricane activity in the fall, as I recall. Right? Am I right remembering that? There was not much hurricane activity?
Well, Kenny, Anna... Sorry, go ahead, Kenny.
Kenny, you didn't have any hurricanes in San Diego last year, did you?
No.
Okay,
we had a cloud or two. But...
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
Anna's now a tropical depression, but she does mark the earliest appearance of a named storm in the Atlantic since a previous incarnation of a subtropical storm, April 20th of 2003, also named Anna.
Global warming, global warming. Who's the leader of the club? Who's faithful? You and me. Warming. Well, see, I understand.
It's not happening. It's not happening, right?
Well, it's
nothing
really,
to see here.
It's a combination of things, and people are happy to have they go to hysteria because of something that's unusual. But if you understand again the history of the planet, you know that these sorts of things happen. There's no set schedule. It's just something that we've wrapped ourselves around for the convenience of the news media. But the idea of there can't be a storm before June and global warming has caused everything to change, it is probably as beautiful and temperate here in Southern California, Kenny, as it has been for a long time. It was 73 yesterday, chilly at night. This time of year, it's usually warmer. And so there's an irregularity to the pattern. What causes that? There are lots of things that are changing in the atmosphere. Are we a factor in it? Is mankind a factor? Yeah. Yeah, mankind's a factor in it. But is that the only reason that things are changing? No. And you can't prove that that is the case. You can try.
But what is the downside from cleaning up our mess. I mean, there are so many people that say this is human caused.
Yeah.
But even
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Well, are humans part of nature?
Sometimes.
No, I mean, yeah, they know there are subnormal species or subsets of subnormal subspecies of Americans, of humans.
Mm-hmm.
But in general,
but a lot of things humans do are not natural. A lot of the carcinogens that we produce, there are things that are really. You think 100%. It's all natural? Yet you talk about all the natural things that we should be taking and staying away from other things.
I'm looking at a definition of man as part of nature, and the same as the dinosaurs were, the same as the crickets are, the same, and whatever they do is part of the natural progression of what's supposed to happen on the planet. It doesn't mean it's
supposed
unnatural.
To. I mean, they're not. Crickets aren't out driving cars, and you know,
it just happens to be that
having
what man
power
is doing.
Plants that spew
makes no difference. That's just what man is doing.
Well, yeah, but there are consequences to what we do.
There are consequences to the cricket pooping on the sidewalk.
I've never stepped in cricket poop.
Neither have I.
Oh, I hate that.
Really?
Yeah, it's very
sick. There's an ordinance in Southern California now that you have to clean up after your cricket.
Yes, very true. How'd you know?
And you can't overwater them.
No. No, you can't use water to clean up the poop.
No. Can't spray down the sidewalk.
No, I can't.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yes. Important to have the right spin on things. 888-302-3684. One way of connecting with us. The other ways are all-inclusive, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Then there is email to Doug or Molly or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. During this part of the program, normally we examine what the top 10 topics were. On Friday, we push in our poll the talkers' top 10 from the week. And then ask you to tell us which one is the most important one to you. I'll have that information for you in just a moment. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
All right. What started out as a routine traffic stop ended up with two Mississippi police officers getting shot. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. At first, it was thought, I think there were one suspect, then two, then three, then four. Benjamin Dean and LaCorey Tate killed during a traffic stop on Saturday night. Man, am I getting sick of these stories. Just sick to death.
Well, we've called out a war on all police, so what do you expect to happen?
Try that again?
There's a war against the police.
Really?
Yeah, because we're rioting in cities against abusive police, and now there's a war on police, and
So you should just let abusive police run rampant?
No.
Nobody should be called
no.
out for it?
No,
but these people aren't abusing anybody.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing, is now that every police officer is abusive, and they all have...
That's a gross generalization. And
no.
A lot of people think that the police are not being well-managed, and that a person in uniform represents that.
And everybody assumes that every cop is abusive cop, and now there's a war on police.
I don't think everybody assumes that at all. I don't assume that. I think that there's
a war on
police. Overstatement.
Yep.
Isn't it difficult, though, that there is this us-against-them mentality, whether you're a police officer or a citizen?
Yep.
There's that us-against-them, and that's what shouldn't be.
You have a different scenario, Richie, because your brother's a police officer. Molly, when you see a policeman, are you eager to talk or engage them in conversation just in general?
I tend to like to ignore everyone equally.
Okay. Kenny, when you see a police officer, what's your reaction normally?
The only time that I am aware of seeing police are when I'm on the highway and I see one in my rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm. And they're not after you.
Oh, well, I hope not. I take my foot slowly off the gas pedal.
Yeah. All right. So here's how the poll at DougStephan.com shook out this past weekend. The 10 items. Number one was immigration reform. 20% of you said that that was the most important issue to you. 19% the Western drought. Let's see here. As it went sliding scale. 11% the unrest in Baltimore. And that's basically, that's the police related. So number three on the countdown last week from the perspective of people who listened to that program and to this program, what did you think was the number one issue? The number three issue for folks was the Baltimore situation. Now, that's only one of many. Let's give Richie his due. Let's say that Richie's right and there is a war on police. What brought it about?
A handful of really bad cops.
Mm-hmm. A handful. In each town, there's a handful of them? Or are you saying around the country?
Let's say there is a handful in each town. But, I mean, name the events on two hands. Use two hands to name the events that we've watched in the news over the last year or two that have brought us to the point where we're at now.
Two events? I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Use two hands. Can you count up to six events? And if you can, okay.
So six events you mean that have been disturbing regarding police work and...
These abuse...
Oh, yes, easily. You can go from Ferguson
Michael Brown,
to Cleveland, to New York.
Garner.
Come up with it.
We got five, maybe four or five, right?
The ones that were videotaped.
Sure.
No. So LA, there were three or four incidents in LA alone.
The ones who are videotaped.
Yeah.
What about all the ones that we don't know about? All those other cops are still abusing people, and we just don't know about it.
Well, that was a case in Ferguson, for sure. Ferguson was full of police officers. It wasn't a minority. It was full of it.
So all police are bad, and now we have a war.
No, you're jumping to that conclusion.
Yeah,
when you start getting, we saw it in New York last week, and we saw it in Mississippi this week.
A policeman got shot in the face last week.
Right.
And that was a result of what? Nothing. There was no reason for it.
Right.
Yeah. There's no reason for these police to be shot either.
Right.
But they were. That doesn't mean that there's a war on cops, and it doesn't mean that, you see, that creates more.
What about the woman that was arrested last week because she tweeted out all white cops should be shot dead now?
What about her? What happened to her?
She got arrested.
Okay,
but
that's good.
That's part of the mentality that's going on now.
Well, she had an IQ of probably about 85. Anybody who would say that on a Twitter has an IQ of less than 100, I guarantee you.
Well, and there you go. And what we're going to have now is we're not going to get any good people who want to be cops.
But who's responsible for the bad PR? If there were bad police officers, the Chicago situation, there's another one, where one cop for 20 years abused hundreds of prisoners, and the city had to give the families of those prisoners, $5.5 million
mm-hmm.
to be divided among those.
So there's one more cop.
Just a second.
Eight.
So why was it that the management of the police department, see, it isn't the police itself, it's the management of the police department. Why did they allow that police officer to stay on duty for 20 years? He shouldn't have been on duty 20 minutes after he was accused and convicted of the first offense. That's really kind of how we have to look at this, I think. It's 21 after the hour, 888-302-3681 on Good Day.
North normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
All right, so let's get at some interesting entertainment from the Tonight Show last week. There were a lot of people talking about YouTube pretending to be street performers in a New York subway, and Jimmy Fallon revealed actually that it was he and the band filming the whole thing as part of their appearance on his show, which aired last Friday. Here's some of the audio from our video of the day.
You guys like what you hear? Support your local artists. Some New Yorkers here. Why don't you come over? Any change will help. You got a dollar. I am glad the air is melting.
Talked about this stuff.
I didn't realize they were in disguise.
Yeah. But I don't think it was known that it was YouTube at the time. Did they, Kenny?
Well, people found out after they got going, and there were so many smartphone videos that were popping up all over the place.
I want to see when the first person goes, wait a minute.
Oh, he's not working this way. You guys, not working, no.
All right, so that's cool.
Check out.
I want to take off the disguise.
Yeah. Everybody goes in. Okay.
And they all rip off the beards and bam.
All right, so check it out, the whole
That's
thing.
Awesome.
Video of the day at DougStephan.com. So that was Friday night. Now we go to Saturday in the SNL show. Here's the weekend update joking about Hillary's presidential run.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, Doug.
Okay, Richard.
You got to get right there.
Let's dance. Yeah, let's dance. Molly,
a new
dance.
Poll shows that Hillary Clinton's poll numbers have dropped 2 points since she made her presidential campaign official. Because for some reason, once a woman makes it official, we suddenly start to lose interest. Hillary Clinton has reportedly met with potential donors for her presidential super PAC just 3 weeks after she criticized that fundraising practice. The super PAC's name is Hillary's Political Action Committee for Democracy, or hypocrisy.
All right, keep going, Richie.
An NFL investigation has concluded that the New England Patriots likely cheated by deflating footballs used in the AFC Championship game. The investigation was conducted by just looking at Bill Belichick.
Coach of the Patriots.
This week, Dr. Ben Carson announced that he will seek the Republican presidential nomination. Of course, most Republicans know Dr. Carson by the nickname, some of my best friends.
After their recent fight, boxer Floyd Mayweather called Manny Pacquiao a coward for not accepting his loss and said there would be no rematch. Because if you want to fight Floyd Mayweather more than once, you have to date him.
Oh, wow.
All right, so that's not even harsh. He deserves that.
We didn't even talk about that because I refuse to give credibility to anything that has to do with boxing. But there seems to be a trail, an entrail of material coming out of that, fake injuries or real injuries and not knowing that one of them had a bad shoulder. What's the reality here?
Is this the reality is everybody got ripped off for $100 who bought that fight. It was boring.
Bought it on pay TV.
Pay-per-view, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, a friend of mine invited me over. We were going to be out doing something, but I was talking to him the other day, and he's like, I wasted $100.
That's how much it cost to buy?
It cost $100.
Really? If you watch a fight on television, it's $100?
There was more money attached to this.
My
boxing
God.
Is officially dead.
Good.
Boxing, MMA has pretty much shut down boxing. This was their last chance to revive boxing, and the fight was horrible, and people got ripped off. Boxing is officially dead.
Good. Good riddance. Now, if we can do that to football, we'll be all set. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, was the Supreme Court right in ruling that states can limit fundraising by judges in their election campaigns?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. In a surprise 5-4 decision, Justice Roberts joined with the four liberals on the court to rule that states can limit the amount of money judges can raise in their re-election campaigns. Good decision?
Good decision. I'd like to extend the rationale to other settings, and I think it's a little hard to avoid the conclusion that when judges are more familiar with the content at hand and they kind of feel a personal stake in it, they understand it better. We used to have a Supreme Court which had, you know, politicians or office holders and people from different walks of life. And I think even though we've made strides in gender and race diversity in the court, it would be nice to have more other kinds of diversity.
I mean, I think if you're talking that amount of money, how can you say that that's not going to influence the way that person votes? And similarly, I would say, if you look at the hundreds of millions that have showered into the Clinton Foundation from wealthy donors from both domestic and abroad, how can you say that's not going to influence the potential Democratic standard bearer and potential president of the United States?
Well, that's an excellent try.
No, Citizens United, of course, when we're talking about freedom of speech and freedom of expression, it said that corporations and labor unions should have the ability.
That's what it said, but should it?
Yes.
Thanks for listening. That was your Both Sides Minute today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, Monday, May the 11th. 2015. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Rich McFadden. It's controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler and Molly Page is the newest member of the club. Faithful You and Me. MOLLEYPAIGE. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
It's not even close to the spelling, but it sounded fantastic.
Right, it was only off by one letter.
Or,
I added an E.
Two.
So.
I thought it was IE. I thought you said IE.
No, I said YEY.
I'll have to go back and look at the lyrics of that song.
Good for you. All right, so we have ISIS. Let's see if we can put that to... Can we put music behind that? ISI. Let's see. See you real soon. All right, so they're using social media well, it would seem. And so... according to media speculation, news media speculation anyway, the United States is on edge. It's kind of like global warming and all police are at war or where, it's, you know, the same kind of stupid stuff. The effective use of social media, according to one news story, has thrust the United States into a new environment when it comes to the threats against our country. That's what Jay Johnson says. He was on This Week. On ABC, Homeland Social Secretary. He might be. He's a terrible Homeland. From the moment he got the job until today, I haven't had much use for him. But then I think this is another example, in my mind anyway, of everybody getting all worked up, the news media working everybody up. They're going to attack us. They're going to come after us. Okay, so there are two questions here. Number one, why are they going to do that? How have they gotten to the point where we would allow them? It's almost like the people who are running this guy, go back to my theory and see if you agree or disagree with it. You can react, certainly, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. We'll get to Kenny. Give us a rough idea of what people have been writing about over the weekend on the social media pages of the Good Day program. The point that I'm making is that we have not taken any action as a global community, really, other than the Saudi Arabians, and they're really going after now. They're into Syria to get rid of Assad again. But we haven't done anything. We haven't really, the global community has let ISIS get to where they are. Almost, it almost seems like it's on purpose. So that the real agenda here is to sell more arms, to sell more munitions, to have more people under threat for, it's almost like ISIS was a creation of the military-industrial complex. And the leaders of the free world, supposedly, are so beholden. You can make this argument, whether it's true or it isn't. You can certainly make the argument that we haven't, I mean, it's easy to make the argument because it's true. We haven't done a damn thing to get rid of them. We could wipe them out in a week.
Well,
what?
Al-Baghdadi has pretty much got his leg blown off now, and so they're looking for a new leader because he's got serious spine damage.
It's you cut off the head of a snake and another head grows.
Well, and then actually he's the second head of the snake because apparently the first head who actually had the idea for ISIS was one of Saddam Hussein's former generals who was upset when we ran in there in March of 2003 and just ran them out of there. And he was the one who actually had the idea for it. So Baghdadi is kind of the second head of the snake, and now we've blown that one also. Looks like he's running things from a cave with a couple of surgeons around him.
We are the, because we created a vacuum in
isn't that amazing?
In Iraq.
He took out one horrible human being who actually protected everybody in a way.
Yeah. Well, he kept the. There was no Al Qaeda there. There was nothing. ISIS is a creation of the vacuum that we created. But once again, the military-industrial complex took over the longest-running war in the history of our country in Afghanistan, which is where we ought to have been. And in 15 minutes, we could have gotten rid of bin Laden if we really wanted to. But that dragged on and on and on. We had soldiers there, lots of guns, lots of trucks, lots of this, lots of that. And in Iraq, if you'd have gone over there like I did and seen the presence, the whole country was militarized. It was a military zone. And there were thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of equipment and tens of thousands of men and women that had been through there in the years since we went to war. And what do we have to show for it? ISIS. That's what we have to show for it. And a vacuum. Could have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein easily. But then you go look back on it and say, okay, well, why did we get rid of Saddam Hussein? He had weapons of mass destruction. Really. Saddam Hussein was a horrible human being, and his sons were worse. All of them deserved what they got, and then some. But once you got rid of them, because there were no deep roots there, there were no other people that really were kind of running the country, it was Saddam and his sons and a few of his henchmen. So you get rid of all of them, and you've helped a country, hopefully, to get back on its feet again. But as we found out, they don't know how to police themselves. They don't know how to defend themselves. They don't know how to have elections. So, and nobody taught them any of that stuff. So you've got what you've got. Just a complete and utter failure. Or was it? Was this deliberate to bring about an increase in business for the military-industrial complex? And is ISIS just the next cog in that wheel?
Or are we just looking at growing pains and in 50 years we'll all look back at this and go, wow, what about that? It all worked out.
I know. In the meantime, though, what goes on? Are you got any details, Molly, behind whatever's going on in the Middle East?
Well, I can tell you what's going on here at home. After we got off the air on Friday, they raised the threat level for U.S. military bases.
Yeah. Jay, the great Jay Johnson in Homeland Security.
The Pentagon.
Yeah. Pentagon. Raised it up to Force Protection Bravo, which is defined by the Pentagon as an increased and predictable threat of terrorism. Third highest threat level on a five-tier scale. So fortunately, no incidents over the weekend.
Fortunately, why do you say that?
Fortunately, there's no incidents over the weekend. Isn't that fortunate that there were no incidents?
Well, it's like you were expecting something to happen. You expected something to happen?
Well, they usually raise the protection level if there is a good chance of something happening.
I think it's general chatter.
I think that's control.
There was no specific threats, it's just general chatter, has been raised. They're watching social media, and they're seeing more chatter, but not about anything specific, which prompted the
Well, there was a tweet that was sent out a few days after the attempted attack in Texas on the cartoon exhibit by a jihadist with the name and address of a member of the military. And that's what prompted them to do that.
The ISIS people have the name and address of someone in the military.
Yes, that was tweeted out.
How do we suppose they got that?
You can get it anywhere. I mean,
yeah. So that was tweeted. What is it? Did they put in the message, "Look out, we're going to your house on Saturday night"?
You know, I didn't get the full context
They've
of that tweet.
They've been threatening that for a while.
But it was a U.S. military officer who was connected to the military Syrian rebel training program. Hmm.
All right, so let's all be afraid. Kenny, what do you have in terms of some of this action? What's the focus of most of the comments over the weekend at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday?
Most of the comments are about about Deflategate still.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, where was I? I was expecting somebody. Oh, I know. I saw last night on the news. President Obama got an award from the U.S. Air Force. They gave him a T-shirt and an Air Force football. And I was expecting there to be some sort of comment about whether there was enough air in the ball. There wasn't. But it was one of those White House ceremonies where, you know, the president says, acknowledges this group of people for that reason, and then they give him a present, yada, yada, yada. But there was nothing there. So that's a lot of hooey. So
Prince,
we have
released his song about Baltimore.
Prince did.
He did, and he held the concert that he said he was going to hold on Mother's Day in Baltimore.
Yeah, and how successful was that?
You know, I haven't looked at the numbers yet. I heard the song. I think the song's really good.
All right, so we'll get a copy of it.
Okay.
We don't have it already.
Everything Prince does.
And by the way, that concert was expensive. For some reason, I was thinking he was holding a free concert for Baltimore.
No, I think they were raising money for one of these organizations
against
those abusive cops.
$35 to $500 were the price of the tickets.
Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Right, so how'd you spend your Mother's Day? Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks how much you spent on your mom for Mother's Day. Let's see here. Over $100, between $50 and $100, between $25 and $50, under $25. I forget. Is it too late to call?
$114.93.
I came to California to spend, my daughter Megan's first Mother's Day with her. So we had yesterday stuff, and Saturday we did things, and I probably spent over $100 on that between flowers and giving little Chotsky things here and there. But the most fun of all, other than seeing Megan as a mother, we were talking about this as we were walking around the farmer's market yesterday, how 38 years ago, she was 39 years ago, sort of doing the same things that Miles is doing now. And it just is, it's a flash when you think about it, a flash of time. And maybe more than anything else, it's a testimony for all of us to be aware of our time and to use it preciously and wisely. And maybe that's a great thing when you think about how quickly. I remember last Mother's Day and what I was doing on Mother's Day last year, and it just seems like yesterday. It really is. It's a blip on the wheel. And so maybe you make sure that it's, whether it's your mom or whether it's your daughter, her mother's not around, my mother's not around. So it was incumbent on me, I thought, to be around for Mother's Day for her as it was her first. And that kid is a, you know, we all say this about our children, I think. He is a very interesting character already. He's a very interesting character. There are a few pictures, Kenny, that were taken of me holding him, and I'll send them to you so that we can post them if people want to see how he's doing. 16 before the hour. The unbeatable benefits of beets. Richie, B-E-A-T. The B-E-E-T. Is that how many, too many E's there?
No, I got you. I followed you there.
E-T, yeah, okay. The unbeatable benefits of this miracle molecule, which builds nitric oxide in your system. It's a miracle molecule because what it does seems miraculous. It opens up your arteries and veins. You get a high blood pressure, it'll lower them because it gives your arteries the chance to open up wider, and therefore when you have a bigger pipe, you have less pressure. You know how that works. You can put the same thing, you think about pipes of an inch pipe versus a 2-inch pipe of water. If you got an inch pipe and you're trying to force the same amount of water down it as the 2-inch pipe, there's going to be more pressure on the 1-inch pipe. Same thing is true with your arteries and your veins. And that's why so many people now swear that this is the best thing. But you may not even know that. And you may not even take Super Beats to heart. You may hear us talking about all of us having it. We mix it up with a teaspoon of Super Beats into a glass full of water, drink it, and in just a few minutes, the fact that
that
the
would
nitrous
be a
oxide
super shot if you only used a teaspoon of water.
Yes, that would be a super shot. Yeah,
you don't want to drink it that fast.
That'd be a little muddy.
You'll be jumping all over the place.
It's a nitrate. Nitrates. There are nitrates and nitrites. Belong to a family of compounds that contain the elements nitrogen and oxygen. They are released into the soil and water from organic matter, fertilizers, that sort of thing. They build protein. This is a protein builder as well. There's so many great reasons, and it's all explained. I'm reading a few pages from this book, Beat the Odds, which you'll get. When you order Super Beats, regular beets, no. Ground up beets, yes. Specially grown beets, yes. Patented drying process, which is the secret to how good it tastes. So be like a lot of pro and semi-pro and collegiate and high school athletes that are taking Super Beats every morning. Be like our team here. All of us are drinking this beetroot juice, and you'll enjoy the benefits just beyond description, how great you will feel. So let's see what we can offer to you so you get into the Super Beats plan. Take it every day. Call 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order, the 30-day free supply. I think you order 3 months. Get another month free. Money-back guarantee that will work, or you get your money back. Check out the book, Beat the Odds, as well. You'll get free shipping for the all-inclusive order. So get results. Feel better. Feel stronger. The blood will go to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs, and get you really pumped up for a great day. This is not artificial stuff. This is the real McCoy. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or call 800-655-4183. Again, 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I'm Chris Wall. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
All right, so Bo Derek is in the news. Molly has a story on that because Molly refuses to do what Bo Derek has refused to do. No plastic surgery for me.
Well, Bo Derek is a little bit older than I am. And she also, you know, she has that perfect face. Mm-hmm. The great thing about this, first of all, you guys will all be happy to know that she's going to be in Sharknado 3.
Oh, I can't wait.
She's going to play the mother of Tara Reid.
Oh, wait a minute. Who was going to play the father? Was it... it was what's his face from Baywatch, right? He's gonna play the father.
Oh, really? Hasselhoff?
Well, didn't we learn that?
I don't know.
He is gonna be in it. I don't remember what the role is.
He's gonna be victim number three.
Wow. But the great thing about Bo Derek is that she is not getting any plastic surgery. She hasn't had a facelift. If you see her now, you can tell that she hasn't had any Botox done.
Yeah.
And
Bo Derek,
goes.
But no Botox. 51
right.
After the hour.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's Tech Talk time now on Good Day at 53 after the hour. We're joined by Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on, well, it may seem that we're going to focus on Uber, but there apparently is an Uber or that concept. It's called the concierge economy. You can call or you can write or you can fetch somebody to do most anything around your home. Let's find out how that works in terms of how you fetch them using technology in just a moment here on Good Day.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
All right, so under the circumstances, Greg, the apps that help you do your chores, finding people that will do the work more or less, whether it's the personal shopper that some people use, whether it's where to park your car, who's going to cook your dinner. You can order food online. I know we had that service for a while. Get a cleaner for your house. All of these things. And the most famous of them all is Uber, and now they're Challenger. What's the name of that other car service?
Lyft.
L-Y-F-T. Okay, yes. Right. All right. So what is it that... that allows us, I guess allow maybe isn't the right word, but how can we avail ourselves of these things? Is it pretty easy to, or people, you just put an app up and people find it? Is it that easy, or how is this stuff promoted?
It is that easy. Of course, it depends on whether it's available yet in the community where you live or not. These things tend to start in big cities like L.A. or New York or San Francisco. But there's now services where you just pull out your phone and you hit an app, and Washio will come to your house, pick up your laundry, wash it, and bring it back for you when you're home again. Mm. Companies like Sprig and Spoon Rocket will come to your house and cook dinner for you. Ship, S-H-Y-P, you have something to mail out, like a package, and it needs to be boxed up first. They'll come and get the thing. They'll box it. They'll take it to the post office for you. One of my favorites is a service called Lux, L-U-X-E. If you're in a city like Los Angeles or New York, you tell them, I'm going to be at the corner of 7th Avenue and 34th Street. There's somebody waiting there for you. They take your car. They park it. And then when you're ready for the car, you could be in a completely different part of the city. They'll come and pick you up again and hand the car off to you. And often these services are able to deliver these services for you at no more than you would cost at a no more than you would pay at a regular garage. Like Lux actually goes and parks your car at an outlying parking place, so instead of paying $20 an hour, you may pay $15 for the entire day.
Wow.
So you actually could save money with some of these services. In other cases, you're going to pay exactly what you would have paid by doing the chore yourself, except, oh, yeah, I don't have to actually do the chore.
Meanwhile, the driver is using your car, and he's running an Uber service on the side.
I would want to look into that. I mean, there's all kinds of, obviously, safety and security issues. And part of what drives this, so people are calling what I just described the concierge economy, because you're delegating pieces to an available army of people. There's also what others are calling the reputation economy, which is I get to pick which driver is going to take my car, and I'm going to pick that person based on their ratings, so that person has a stake in having a very high rating, so I know that I can trust
them. How much work it is to get all of this stuff in a piece of software? That's what I marvel at, this sort of thing.
Well, the software part of it, frankly, is not that hard. I mean, it's been invented now, and so you can almost cut and paste to build your own. The hard work here is getting enough people around who are reliable, who can serve everybody who calls and asks for it. That's what makes Uber possible, and it's the same concept here.
I know the drivers do well. The Uber drivers do well.
Well, one of the problems with this concierge economy is it can really drive the value of the service to the bottom. Yeah. And so that's something to be aware of if you're thinking about making some extra money this way.
All right, interesting overview of concierge economy that we have in America. Greg Stebbin, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, here with us on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.